This podcast replay is brought to you by OKCoin. Earn crypto rewards with DeFi. Put your crypto to work with staking in DeFi. Get $50 of free Bitcoin on the OKCoin platform with Big O's link on Twitter at Big O Show and at our YouTube channel at Big O Radio Show.
I heard your podcast on Spotify. You were talking about always buying the dip. Can you explain? Well, buying the dip is... Okay, you things go parabolic and things go up. Never buy your coins when they're going up or your stocks or anything. Never buy it when it's on the up. You buy it when it's coming down. You buy it when the market is hurting, when everybody is complaining like they were now the last couple of months and all that and talking about Bitcoin, oh my God, and this, that. This is when you had to buy Bitcoin. This is when I bought Bitcoin. And, you know, crypto.com, I have it as low as 9 and 10, 11, 12, 14 cents. It climbed all the way to 90. But you don't buy it when it's at 80 or 90 or 75 cents. Then when it started to dip and now it's been in the 40s, I went and bought more. Because it's going to go back to 90 and it's going to go over a dollar and it's going to go more and it's going to continue to climb. But you wait for the retraction. You wait for the correction. You wait for it to trade sideways. And while everybody's complaining, they don't understand that when once something starts trading sideways, it has built a floor and it's finding a floor. So that means the only thing is up because it's found its floor. It's got enough investors that it finds where it's at and it stays at one level. And that's what Bitcoin did for the last month and a half here, where it stayed between 40 and 42,000. And it's telling you, I have found my floor. So here's your chance to buy it now before I shoot back up again. And it's going to go up into the 50s and the 60s. And eventually, once it starts shooting up to the 70s, you'll never have that chance of buying 40 again. Or 50 probably. Just like in Crow, that the 40 cent area now, the 44, 46, 43, 42, where it's been at for the last couple of weeks, you won't have that opportunity ever again the next time it shoots up. Because the next time there's a dip, it might be more in the 70 area instead. Because the lows get higher and the highs get higher over time. The problem is you get stuck in the micro, which is what I always tell you. Do not look in the micro, look in the macro. And look at your growth in a long period of time. Unless you're rich, I'm not. I'm a working stiff. So the investments I make are for long-term investments. Companies that I know are going to grow over time. I don't have $500,000 that I can drop on a coin that I know is at 40 cents and it's going to go to 80 soon. And then I'm going to dump it. So I turned over my $500,000 into $1 million. I don't have that kind of money. That's not me. So if I tell you something, it's because it's a long-term play. So while you're playing it long term, you reinvest on the corrections and the dips. And then that's what allows you to really gain a lot of money once it does go up. So that's what buying the dips are.